And that's Soledad. That's our focus right now. Then we'll move to Soledad 2. Then we're going to drill those targets that we've talked about. And maybe your viewers will recall we had targets like Satellite, Leona, the Sylvia target. Those targets have never been drilled. Mm-hmm. And those were targets that were identified by previous operators, ownership. And we've now stepped in. We have the capital. I won't go into it, but, you know, we have a little over $15.5 million in cash and 34 million shares out. So we're well capitalized to go now and sink holes into those. And they will be done in this current program. In fact, the guys are out right now doing the drill platforms for that. So, you know, Catalyst, you're going to see a lot of activity, a lot of news flow out of us here.
Scott, Kingsman Resources. I should say Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources. How's it going, man?
Good, Andy. Really good. I'm here currently on site in Mexico. So, you know, it's 33 degrees outside. The sun is shining and
that's
lots of activity.
To all my viewers and listeners, Scott's pretty hot right now. That's pretty awesome. And I got to say, kudos to you. A lot of people, a lot of presidents and CEOs don't go on site. That's not you. You're very involved. So,
I think, Andy, to answer that question in short words, I think it's very important when you come, not only for your team and the people that are doing, you know, I'm going to just turn around here and you can see some of the core and the saw in the background, but, you know, the people that are here doing the work, it's important that you know, I'm here as well. And it just demonstrates that everybody's part of the same team.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So walk me through really, really quickly here. What were we looking at, if you would? What was on that tables or, yeah, to all my users, listeners.
So just to give everybody an idea of the level of activity, we're currently, as most of your viewers and listeners know, we're part of a 15,000-meter drill program here at Los Colorados in Parral, Mexico. And I just walked out of the office here just to give people an idea of the core that you can see behind me here, and we're just going to walk into the core shack, Andy, but, you know, just the level, when you talk about drilling, I don't know if you can see the boxes and whatnot, but when you talk about the level of activity that we have with 24-hour shifts, you know, every 12 hours, we get delivery of what the drillers have accomplished, whether that be 30 meters of core or, you know, 60 meters of core on a really good day. It gets delivered here, and then I'm just going to walk a little bit. Hopefully it's not too staticky because I'm holding the phone in my hand. But then it comes here. I'm just going to get out of the sun. And here you can see that core has arrived. The gentleman behind me here, they'll lay out the core. They'll then mark every meter, and they'll do it, take pictures of it. And then eventually it gets down to our head project geologist, which maybe you can see Perla there in the background.
Yeah, bring her over if you can.
Sure, Perla. Hola, come on over. Hi, this is Perla. Perla is our on-site drill geologist. She's responsible for all the activity or a lot of the activity that occurs here. But maybe Perla, I was just saying to Andy, that what happens when the core shows up here, then what happens? What do the boys do here? And
okay, the boys receive the boxes and they make the measures about the depths, taking as reference the blocks that the drillers left. Later than that, we mark the lithologies, the alterations, and the mineralization. Later mark the samples so the guys can cut them and later go to the lab.
Yeah, and you can see here, that's what they're doing, Andy, in the background. And then here, just on the side here, Perla, we're just going to...
They took the pics of the core, too, to as the protocol that we have to take the picture of each box.
Each box. And then that gets lined up here as well, Andy, on the side that you can see all of the drill core. And I'm going to flip the phone around. I apologize. Change my hand. And then what happens is here, Perla, come, let's just go, we'll show them kind of the, you know, so they can see the level of activity that goes on when you talk about a 160-meter hole or a 300-meter hole, that kind of puts it into perspective, Andy, the amount of, you know, these boxes probably weigh, I don't know, 40, 50 pounds each. And then, Perla, I was just going to say here, they're the machine, when they cut the core, and then eventually it comes here.
When
it's shipped to the lab, right?
Yes, but go ahead.
No, I mean, when the samples are marked, later the guys cut them with the splitter, and later than they are cutted, we mark each sample to have the exact depth that we are sampling and the exact width, and then everything matched to go to the lab.
And then everything goes to the lab. So, and I know, Andy, you don't have a lot of time, but we started the program about a month ago. We're currently on hole number 8. We've got holes that have already been delivered to the lab. So those are being processed. So we're looking forward to a pretty pretty active next 6 to 9 months here at Las Coloradas. And that doesn't take into account the level of activity we'll have at Amaloya.
Yeah, then that's fantastic. So what really about all that activity, what can people expect really from what we're looking at? What's the next chain, link in the chain in all of this process here?
So I think for catalysts, what you're going to see is we're currently drilling at Las Coloradas. If you recall, we had two structures, one called Soledad, one called Soledad 2. We are currently drilling on Soledad. That's to follow up the holes that we drilled last year in the last program. And we're stepping out on those holes. So they encountered mineralization. We see no reason why they won't in this program. And I say that because the old mine was 300 meters in length and approximately 150 meters deep. I'm using my fingers, but you know, our theory when we put this fragmented district and everything together was, does this extend along strike and does it go to depth? And we demonstrated that with the reconnaissance holes. So now the holes we're drilling is just building on that. And that's Soledad. That's our focus right now. Then we'll move to Soledad 2. Then we're going to drill those targets that we've talked about. And maybe your viewers will recall, we had targets like Satellite, Leona, the Sylvia target. Those targets have never been drilled. Mm-hmm. And those were targets that were identified by previous operators, ownership. And we've now stepped in. We have the capital. I won't go into it, but, you know, we have a little over $15.5 million in cash and 34 million shares out. So we're well capitalized to go now and sink holes into those. And they will be done in this current program. In fact, the guys are out right now doing the drill platforms for that. So, you know, catalyst, you're going to see a lot of activity, a lot of news flow out of us here.
Yeah, fantastic. And just so I'm clear, so when those the drilling takes place and then it comes back to where you're at right now with Perla, correct? To get analyzed, yep, or get shipped to the lab.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And we're right now where we're currently drilling on Soledad. We're probably about 3 kilometers from the drill site. So it's not it's not a big move to get to get all that core that you see there brought to us.
Yeah, this is fantastic, Scott. But out of curiosity,
again, sorry.
Go ahead.
I just say it because it's important to note, you know, for your viewers, I'm sorry about my hand there, you know, just the level of activity when you talk about a junior mining company and what work goes into actually making this all happen. And, you know, you have to credit your team that you've got on the ground and the people that are day-to-day working, because it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, not only that, yes, 100%, but also I want to shout out to you and Perla, Scott. We just see that just to see that you're really hands-on and that you're involved, and just the way you treat the team is just really, it's wonderful to see. Have to do that as leading the ship. Go ahead.
You do. And I think that's, you got it, because they all have to buy into the vision, right? You need your whole team. I can be the coach, but I need everybody else, you know, as part of the team to be on deck and have that same vision. And we all do, you know.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting times here for Kingsman Resources.
It really is. And now I might add, you're very well capped and very tight share structure. And now you got a lot of activity with a lot of catalysts continuing to come through this summer and through really the rest of 26.
Definitely. So I say stay tuned. We're good explorationists. That's what we want to do. And to the credit of good shareholders and a good team, we're executing. And that's what it's about. Mother Nature's going to deliver us what she's going to deliver us.
Fantastic. Very nice to meet you, Perla. If you've Scott gives you
Thank
any
you.
trouble, you need to let me know, okay? And I'll have a talk with him.
Okay.
All
Thanks,
right.
Sandy. Good
Take
talking.
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.